B, C, D, E, F, G, H. I want A+. Invest, that's so much fun. Invest education for you and everyone, so come along. Learn some grammar, learn a phrase, learn something new every day. Learn the A+ way. It's time to start the show. Are you ready? Good, because here we go.
Hello and welcome to A+ English. I'm Seb.
And I'm Ben.
And today we're talking about a culture shock article. Mm-hmm. And it's one about something that we all have.
Yes.
But it's a little bit different around the world. We're talking about families.
Yes.
Everyone has a family.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Now our warmer question is, do you have a big family and how often do you see most of them?
Mm.
Now, yeah, I'll start first actually. I'll tell about my family. I actually do have a pretty big family. I'm on my dad's side. He has 7 brothers and sisters
who
are married, to people from countries, from Germany to Brazil. And on my mom's side, she's actually from Kaohsiung, and most of her family are still there today. So we normally meet in the United States for big holidays such as Christmas, Easter, and Thanksgiving.
So is it difficult for you guys to come together if you've got family members from Germany, Brazil,
actually,
and
Actually, both sides of my family rarely meet, if ever. So it's communication technology such as like Skype and video calling are very convenient. Now I can call my family in Taiwan anytime. However, I normally see them every 5 years or so when I come back.
Yeah. Okay. Wow, that's quite a long time to not
see your
family.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. So, my family's a little bit smaller and it's a little bit more... We're less spread out.
Out.
So I have 2 sisters, both younger than me. One is 18 and one is 24.
Yeah.
And they're both in the UK. We get on really well with each other. We're doing different things with our lives, but we all kind of have each other's back.
Oh, that's important. Then you're very connected to each other. Yeah.
And we see each other maybe twice a year, actually. Quite
that's
frequently.
That's good. That's actually really good for being from different countries.
Yeah, especially being in Taiwan.
Yeah.
Anyway, around the world, we all have very different families and different relationships with our families. But one of the biggest differences between Chinese and English is the words we use to talk about our families. And that is what today's Culture Shock article is all about. So let's get started.
Culture shock! So many relatives. Warm-up question. Do you have a big family? How often do you see most of them?
Simon is putting on nice clothes.
You look handsome in that shirt.
Thanks. I want to impress your relatives.
You know most of them already.
I know your mum and dad, yes, but at this dinner, I'll meet your extended family.
They are at the restaurant. Simon sees an older woman.
Is that your grandma?
Yes, that's my mom's mom. You can call her 外婆.
Simon looks at another older woman.
Do I call your dad's mum 外婆? As well?
No, you address her as Nai Nai.
Okay, that's easy to remember. And who are those kids?
They're my cousins. Leo is my 表弟, and Annabelle is my 表妹. Do you have English words for those?
We just call them cousins.
Relative, relative. I have 36 relatives in my big family. I see most of them during Chinese New Year. I have 36 relatives in my big family. I see most of them during Chinese New Year. Already, already. I already know the end of this movie. I saw it last week. I already know the end of this movie. I saw it last week. Address. Address. You should address the boss as Mr. Zheng. You should address the boss as Mr. Zheng. Cousin. Cousin. Maddie is my cousin. She's the daughter of my mom's brother. Maddie is my cousin. She's the daughter of my mom's brother.
Impress. Extended family.
Okay, so we have a dialogue today. It's a conversation between Simon and Lucia, as usual. And we begin like this. Simon is putting on some nice clothes. I wonder where he's going.
Yeah, that's good. Well, anyway, the article says you look handsome in that shirt.
That must be Lucia there.
Yeah, so it's interesting. Now, we saw the preposition in this sentence. Now, we use prepositions a lot when talking about clothes, so let's find out about how to use them in today's Magic Box.
Magic Box! 找亮点
好的，各位同学，大家好，又到了每周星座的时间了。我就是星座专家唐奇阳。哎呀，2020新的一年，大家不知道过得如何了呢？还没感觉到这个强大的运势朝你而来吗？哎，不妨呢试试看一些不一样的造型，像是呢这个加个发夹，穿一点不同的颜色，哎，可能呢就会有不同的感觉哦。今天呢，我们 Magic Box 就要带大家来看一下，穿衣服会穿，但是英文又该怎么说咯？英文里面要把穿衣服呢，可以使用介系词哦。介系词是谁勒？比方说呢，我们说这个 in the room, on the table, 在这个房间里面，在桌子上面，这个 in 跟 on 在什么里面，在什么上面呢？就是我们的介系词了。它们呢，不只可以表达位置呢，哎，其实呢，也可以用来表达穿什么样的衣服哦。想想看呢，我们穿衣服，哎，我们身体是不是呢就被包在这个衣服里面？所以咯，也可以使用这个介系词了。那哪些介系词呢？首先呢 ，in 就是一个很好的例子哦，它呢可以用来表示呢我们人穿什么衣服。比方说呢，我们看一下这一句咯 ，The woman in the blue shirt comes from the United Kingdom。在这边呢 ,in the blue shirt 就是用来形容 the woman, 穿蓝色衬衫的女人。这里的 in 呢就用来表达穿什么样的衣服。你呢也可以说 in a dress, 穿一件洋装。或是呢 in a pair of blue jeans, 穿着这个蓝色的牛仔裤等等哦。那 in 除了穿什么衣服之外呢也可以用来说这个穿什么颜色。例如呢 the woman in blue comes from the UK, 穿蓝色的那位女士呢来自英国。这边呢我们 in 直接加上颜色呢就表示穿什么样的颜色咯。看完了衣服呢我们可以看一下这个介系词 with。with 这个字啊就有伴随的意思。所以呢要用来表示穿搭呢就表示有什么样的饰品了。比方说呢 ,the man with the red tie can speak Japanese. OK, 戴红色领带的那个男人呢他会说日文哦。with the red tie, 在这边呢就表示戴着红色领带的形容的呢是那个人是戴红色领带的人。那除了饰品之外呢也可以是带有身体特征像是呢这个大眼睛啊长头发啊我们也可以使用 with。The girl with long hair is my cousin. 诶长头发的那个女生呢是我的表妹。with 就可以这样使用哦。最后呢补充给大家一个 ,Did you see the wedding ring on her finger? 诶你有没有看到她手上的结婚戒指啊戒指的话呢想象一下诶宝石很大颗在手上。所以呢我们就使用 on 这个介系词哦。哎呀到底什么时候才会遇到呢有鲁豫郎君来套牢我咯。
Okay, so we're back to our dialogue, and Simon says, Thanks, I want to impress your relatives. He wants to impress Lucia's relatives. So when we impress someone, we get them to go, wow. If you get the best grade in your class, you might impress the teacher. The teacher thinks you did a really good job. The noun form of impress is impression or 印象, or what other people think of you. You might have heard people talk about first impressions. That is what people think of you when they first meet you. Or your parents might have told you that it's important to make a good impression as well. 他人留个好印象。So, we've got all of these words here. We've also seen the word relative, haven't we? Now that's a noun and it's spelled R-E-L-A-T-I-V-E, relative. A relative is someone who is in your family. So we're going to be looking at a lot of relative words today. So a relative could be your brother, sister, mum, dad, grandparents, aunts, uncles, or anyone else. It's a general term for the other people in your family. We could say the plural relatives to mean your family in general. There are two types of relatives out there. First, there's your close or your immediate relatives, your 亲近. These are the people like your mum, dad, brother, or sister. They're the people who probably live in your house with you and you see all the time. Other types of relatives are the distant relatives, 远亲. So distant there means very far away, and that gives you an idea of what this word means. These are the people like your dad's cousin, your mum's grandma, or your cousin's cousin. They aren't close to you. You might not even know them, but you might share maybe a great-great-grandmother, for example. Now that we've been talking about relatives for a while, let's see an example of how to use it. I have 36 relatives in my big family. I see most of them during the Chinese New Year. I have 36 relatives in my family, in my big family. I see most of them during the Chinese New Year.
All right, so going back to the article, Lucia helps Simon with his shirt.
Mm-hmm. Here she's helping him with his shirt by doing it up or buttoning it up. Remember, when we're helping someone with their shirt, we're helping them put it on, okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Lucia says, you know most of them already.
Mm-hmm, right. And we saw a phrase here, most of. Now, most means 大部分or 多半. We use most to talk about almost all of something or almost all of a group of things. However, we use most slightly differently depending on what the word that comes after it is. So this is a little bit of confusing grammar for you. For example, we say most on its own when it comes before a word that can have a or the in front of it. So here are some examples of that. Most Taiwanese people live in the north or west of Taiwan. Or most really big animals live in Africa. However, if there is an a or the after most, then we need to say most of. Let's look at that last example sentence again. Most really big animals live in Africa. However, most of the really big animals in Africa are quite rare. So see, there's a slight difference with most there. Also, when the word that comes after most can't have an a or a the in front of it, we also have to say most of. So for example, most of Japan is mountains and forests. We can't say a Japan or the Japan because there's only one Japan. Now that you understand how to use most and most of, let's have a look at the word already.
All right, so let's look at already. Already, mm-hmm. It's an adverb. A-L-R-E-A-D-Y, already. All right, so already means previously, before a specific time. Now, already is used to note that something has already happened once before the present moment. Now, many times we can ask simple questions like, did you eat yet or did you see the show yet? And if we have, we can say, I ate already or I already saw the show. So here's an example sentence. I already know the end of this movie. I saw it last week. I already know the end of this movie. I saw it last week.
Okay, so Simon says, I know your mum and dad, yes. But at this dinner, I'll meet your extended family. Right, so a couple of things in there. He said, I know your mum and dad, yes. So there, that yes is just confirming what Lucia has just said. But we also saw extended family there. So your extended family, again, are like your distant family. And we also saw mom, M-O-M. Now, if Simon was using... Simon who said mum, didn't he? He said mum because he's British. Mum, M-U-M, is the British English way of saying mom. So actually, pronunciation is quite similar, but we spell them differently in the UK and the US.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now we saw extended. Now, extended family is a family group which includes relatives such as cousins, uncles, aunts and grandparents, as well as parents, children, and brothers and sisters. So while our immediate family includes ourselves, brothers and sisters, parents, and our grandparents, it is our closer family that we see more day to day, our immediate family. Now, back to the article. They are at the restaurant. Now, Simon sees an older woman.
Right. And older there is kind of like a politer way of saying old. If we said she's an old woman, then
it either means 60 and over. Yeah.
Exactly. But also if we're describing someone, we might call them an older woman if we want to be nicer about them. You know, old sounds a little bit
less polite,
you know, like she's old. Anyway, Simon says, is that your grandma?
And then Lucia says, yes, that's my mom's mom. You can call her Waipo.
I see. So we're starting to look at these Chinese names for relatives now. Simon looks at another older woman. And he says, do I call your dad's mom Waipo as well?
Now Lucia says, no, you address her as Nai Nai. Now the address to address someone is address. It's a verb. It's A-D-D-R-E-S-S, address. All right, so to address means to call someone a particular name or title when you speak to them. Now, oftentimes we don't know the relationship of one of our family members or even the position of someone at work. So if we don't know the title of a coworker, we could say, what may I address you as? This makes it more clear to understand what role they play and if they are your senior or not at work, and giving them a certain amount of respect for their title. Here's an example sentence. You should address the boss as Mr. Zeng. You should address the boss as Mr. Zeng.
Right, and we can also use address as a noun as well. We just have to change the stress, don't we? We say address, not address.
Yeah, where's your address?
Your address is the place you live. Okay, back to the article. Simon says, okay, that's easy to remember.
Oh, and then Lucia says, well, Simon sees two young children.
And he says, and who are those kids?
Lucia says, they're my cousins. Now, Leo is my 表弟, and Annabelle is my 表妹. So that takes us to the word cousins. It's a noun, C-O-U-S-I-N, cousin. Alright, so a cousin is a relative that's farther from you than an immediate relation, like your brother or sister. Usually the child of your aunt or uncle. They are part of your extended family. Here's an example sentence. Maddie is my cousin. She's the daughter of my mom's brother. Maddie is my cousin. She's the daughter of my mom's brother. Alright, so going back to the article, Lucia says, do you have English words for those?
And Simon says, we just call them cousins. That's the great thing about English. We only have one word for all of our cousins, which is much more confusing in Chinese.
Yeah.
As we're going to find out in our day two article. But before we get onto that, let's go to review time.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Okay, Ben, you can see I'm holding my whiteboard now.
Yes, exactly.
So that means it's time for a game.
Yeah.
And today we're going to be playing Unscramble the Words.
Okay, the Words.
So just in case you don't remember how to play, I have scrambled up one of the words from today's article.
Yeah.
And I want to see if you, Ben, and you guys can work out what the word is.
Okay, I'm ready,
So there's a lot of letters in today's words.
Okay.
So it's going to be a tricky game. But what do you think Taviriel is.
Oh, Tavi, it sounds French, but let
me see.
It
sounds very
fancy. So we have relative, address, cousin already.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, there's an L, so it'd be probably between already or relative.
Right, it could be cousin.
Yeah, so you have to look at that a little more carefully.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the T, so I'm going to go with relative right here.
Yes, yeah, it's the only one with a T and an L.
There we go.
All right, let me see if you can guess one more.
All right.
Okay, you guys can play this as well in the classroom. Let's see.
All right, what's it going to be here? Let's find out.
Dadders.
Oh, dadders. That sounds very dangerous almost.
Yeah, or it sounds like something you could call your dad.
Yeah.
If you're a horrible person.
It could be already. No, yeah,
dadders.
Cousin. No, it wouldn't be that. So it'd be already your address.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the A, D. Oh, already has an A, D as well. So we have, the two S's, address right there. So address.
Yes, it's address. That could be how you address someone or the place that you live.
Yeah, you could address your dad as dadders, by the way. Yeah.
All right, that is all the time we've got for today's review time. There are still two more words which you guys can have fun with in the classroom. But for A-plus English, we're all out of time. I'm Seb.
And I'm Ben.
And we'll be learning more family words with you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Culture shock! So many relatives. Warm-up question. Do you have a big family? How often do you see most of them?
Simon is putting on nice clothes.
You look handsome in that shirt.
Thanks. I want to impress your relatives.
You know most of them already.
I know your mum and dad, yes. But at this dinner, I'll meet your extended family.
They are at the restaurant. Simon sees an older woman.
Is that your grandma?
Yes, that's my mom's mom. You can call her 外婆.
Simon looks at another older woman.
Do I call your dad's mum 外婆 as well?
No, you address her as 奶奶.
Okay, that's easy to remember. And who are those kids?
They're my cousins. Leo is my 表弟, and Annabelle is my 表妹. Do you have English words for those?
We just call them cousins.
Word power!
Relative. Relative. I have 36 relatives in my big family. I see most of them during Chinese New Year. I have 36 relatives in my big family. I see most of them during Chinese New Year. Already. Already. I already know the end of this movie. I saw it last week. I already know the end of this movie. I saw it last week. Address. Address. You should address the boss as Mr. Zheng. You should address the boss as Mr. Zheng. Cousin. Cousin. Maddie is my cousin. She's the daughter of my mom's brother. Maddie is my cousin. She's the daughter of my mom's brother.
Impress. Extended family.